This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Free for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
The Custard's Black Podcast, whatever that is.
We're in. Hello, and welcome back.
You just deliberately played the guitar there.
Well done.
Did you not hear that?
No.
There was a little like...
Oh, for fuck's sake, you've got to start.
No, it's in.
Well, hello and welcome back to the brand new and improved Custard Splat podcast.
Yeah, I mean, nothing.
Sponsored by TalkSport.
Absolutely nothing's new.
No.
Can completely guarantee you that neither of us are going to improve.
As you can tell.
But, yeah. There's been a little bit of a rebrand, a restructure. Absolutely nothing changes for the listener. All 12
of them. Well, no, there is the adverts now.
All right, yeah.
So apologies for that.
Apologies, you've got a little 30-second advert. Couple of TalkSport adverts and a McDonald's advert. That's the only thing that changes from your listening experience.
But it means we haven't got paid to do it now. So that is...
Yeah, it does. Should we do the little boring bollocks and waffle bit, get it out of the way? Shall I sum it up in like 20, 30 seconds? It's not going to cost you any money to listen to us, but it's also now not going to cost me and Farms any money to produce it. Mm. There were certain things over the last 4 years that we were funding out of our own pocket. Not expecting the world's smallest violin.
Not a lot, though, in fairness.
It wasn't a lot.
Yearly.
But it was obviously stuff that we had to fund. Like little things like paying for the theme song and all stuff like that. Like, and we had to pay to host it on...
SoundCloud.
We use SoundCloud, but there's other sort of hosts available. Yeah, long story short, we now don't have anything coming out of our pocket.
Yeah.
So it's win-win for everyone, really. We can now do this... on behalf of TalkSport, doesn't cost us anything, and you still get it for free.
Yeah,
that's the deal, basically.
But enough of that shit.
Yeah, let's talk about potentially getting liquidated.
Yeah, what a start! what a start to the series.
What a first episode under our new branding.
Oh dearie me.
So, it is at the time this goes out. At the time of recording, this is Sunday, the 9th of July. We are in court on Wednesday, the 12th of July, and the topic of that court case is now very, very concerning because I can't remember exactly the exact date of the last court case.
It was about a month ago, wasn't it?
It was about 4 to 6 weeks ago. And the general feeling was the only reason that court case got adjourned was because the wheels were in motion to sell the club. I remember Chris Phillips saying at the time that was the closest he'd felt to it. The plug getting pulled. He was like pretty, you know, scared and worried that day. So with that being pretty public knowledge that the only reason we got that previous adjournment was because, well, Ron, you're trying to sell it. If we now get to the 12th of July and we haven't sold it, I'm very concerned.
I think the thing to remember there is that there must be some sort of proof there that it is going through the motions. I mean, well, that's probably all it is doing at the moment, but there's got to be something there to say that there is a deal in principle in place. Now, my issue with it being is that it seems like it's being stalled or delayed or something's obviously up. There's something they can't agree on. Now, there's obviously got to come a breaking point where someone pulls out. It won't be wrong. It won't, you know, he'll just say the offer's there, take it or leave it, so to speak. Well, that's my figure, take it or leave it. They can easily turn around now and say, you know what, stop this. That's kind of where my issue is.
Is it public knowledge what one of the hold-ups has been?
People seem to think it's through Fossett's Farm. So
it's not. Which it's makes not sense. To do with this amount of money that was discovered when Kimura were doing their due diligence.
I mean, potentially, I guess as well.
So I mean, can we talk about that? Is that?
I don't know if it's true in that sense.
Do you know what?
I'm not at 100%.
I think as long as we say the word allegedly and we don't mention any amounts of money, are we covered?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is, I don't know if that is a thing. I don't know if it is. It probably is holding it up as well. But that's what I'm saying. There seems to be so much, because it is such a big project or a big, you know, it's not just the football club. It's then that development side of it. That's obviously the hold up. Because I'm assuming they're not going to want the 16,000 seat stadium with a load of flats on it. I'm assuming they'll want to say no. We want a 21-seat stadium.
Well, they wanted it to go back to the original plans.
Yeah. But that is technically, that is the plan at the moment, is it not? Technically.
Well, I don't know how long planning permission lasts.
That's what I'm saying.
Once you've got planning permission approved. But the planning permission for those original plans has been passed. Yes, it was some years ago, but those plans got passed.
Yeah, so in
so theory, could that, in theory, if Kimura buy the club, they want to revert back to those original plans, is that in theory going to be quicker? Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what's holding it up. I mean, it's for once, it's one of the things you're like, do I believe? Well, what do I believe? You know, Chris's article earlier was horrendous reading, to be honest. You know, that's pretty. So, if we don't pay this full winding up order, which we won't,
and
that won't be paid.
And these bills ain't cheap.
He's got to pay something, I guess. There's got to be something that gets given, because whilst they won't want to wind us up, if we just turn up with a piece of paper that says, yeah, sorry, no funds, but we're still being sold, is that enough?
I don't think that. At this point of proceedings and how every judge must just be sick of the sight of Ron, I don't see how that's enough.
Can't be, can it?
There needs to be some incredibly substantial and tangible proof that this sale is imminent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not going for it'll happen when it happens. It needs to be imminent, yeah. And there needs to be some pretty solid proof that it is, or I am genuinely worried they might liquidate. Because if there is that,
you can't keep doing that, can you?
Exactly, because otherwise you just keep doing it.
Yeah, of course,
he does.
Yeah, of course, we're on the restrictions of obviously embargo and the 16 cloud limit and all that. But in theory, that means you can still run as a football club. In theory,
yeah,
of course you can. So you can't just keep doing that.
But
that's a National League one. But what I'm saying is,
that's my
as
point.
Long as they to say it gets adjourned, the National League can sort of say, well, you are still a running club, so we're not going to.
But this is a problem that I don't think a lot of people are aware of, and they need to wise up to this potential reality. There's a scenario on Wednesday where we don't pay anything, because if the club hasn't been sold by Wednesday,
it won't be sold by Wednesday.
It won't be sold by Wednesday. But Ron is not paying that. So the absolute best we can hope for on Wednesday is yet another adjournment. If that happens, there is now a very real possibility the National League kick us out.
Depends on what, again, kind of what I was saying earlier, you know, what sort of proof is there of funds being available?
Because the National League might look at that now and go, well, you're still under an embargo, so you can't add to your squad. You can't even play trials.
But that's their rules.
I know, but I'm saying, you haven't got a squad. So how can you possibly start your season? You're out. We're kicking you out. You haven't got enough players.
That's the issue. I'm pretty sure you have to prove you can sustain it, but you can run for a year. So you have to have proof of funds of that. So technically at the moment, we won't have that.
We're already not paying, paying players, paying staff.
Yeah.
So we already haven't got proof of funds.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Kev ain't even paid, man. But the staff aren't being... So the actual footballing staff haven't been paid.
Yeah, not that it made it okay, but for so long, we knew that the office staff weren't getting paid, which is a disgrace.
Yeah, of course it ain't okay.
We've gone over that a number of times, but we were kind of getting away with it a little bit. We were still... And what I mean by that is we were still performing reasonably well on the pitch because the players and the management staff were getting paid. Didn't take away from the shittiness of your office staff not getting paid, but we were still in a pretty good position in the league, and we were performing well because the players were getting paid.
Yeah.
Well, now that's stopped. Okay, we're led to believe now that the under contract players have been paid. So any players that are out of contract from last season that we would like to keep, that's a good way of, good little sweetener trying to keep them. You're right, Jack. We'd love to keep you. You've not been paid.
You've not been paid, and we can't even offer you a deal anyway.
You can't even play in this friendly because you're technically a trialist.
Because you're out of contract.
Because you're out of contract.
It's incredible, isn't it? It's mental, isn't it? But that's what I'm saying, you know. I'm pretty sure, so Johnny Gowans, I'm pretty sure, hasn't been paid for two. Was it alluded to in that article that it was one member of staff that hadn't been paid for two?
I think it was.
It was alluded to. Yeah.
Well, I'm led to believe that's Johnny Gowans.
Obviously, and I'm also club led to, physio, for those that don't know.
And I'm also led to believe that he didn't turn up at the start of pre-season, which is fine, I wouldn't either. But, so if your physio's not there, you're not going to be able to even, so even when they were training for that, what
the
is it,
two days or it was? Three at a push?
Surely you can't go full, you can't go away, you're going to have to like, draw that back a bit, aren't you?
Well, I mean, in fairness, I wouldn't expect the first day of pre-season to be full whack. But it's not the point, that's not the point. Yeah, if there is no presence of your club physio, then that certainly does limit you in what sort of session you can put on.
Yeah.
Especially the added danger of the state of that training pitch.
Yeah.
You might as well go to Priory Park.
Yeah, that's obviously been neglected all summer.
Well, it just looks abandoned, like everything else. Roots Hall looks abandoned. You drive past Roots Hall, it looks like we've already left.
Yeah, it does, isn't it? I mean, it's just sad, isn't it? In the background here, we've got the South End versus QPR game. We're beating 5-0.
Yeah, we always do that because we can't sit in this room and not have the telly on. Yeah.
And Roots Hall looks the exact same. It looks better here in this.
Yeah, all the lights are working.
Yeah, it looks better, but it's the exact same. You know, if that was in HD now, you could easily blag.
Oh yeah, the only difference is the quality of the footage.
Yeah, and obviously sponsors and stuff. But I mean, I'm pretty sure that Pucker Pie one is still there. That's why you said, you know what I mean?
And we've already seen the calamity goal when Simon Royce just shivs it against Lee Radbury.
Going back to the players have now been paid, but they were /are striking. So when does that stop?
Where do you draw the line?
Because they've been paid now, do they go back? Or do they say, no, we're not going back actually now until all the staff are paid?
It's difficult because, morally speaking, I'm sure they'd probably quite like to take that stand of, no, you pay everyone. Because players do have power.
But they are striking now, in theory, so they still could.
Well, technically speaking, they are still striking. We don't know where they stand because they got paid on Saturday, and obviously we wouldn't train on a Saturday. So I guess the proof will be there tomorrow morning, Monday morning. Are they going back tomorrow?
You think so?
At the time of recording this, as I said earlier, it's a Sunday.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Are they back in tomorrow morning now they've been paid? You would like to think so.
But I guess it depends on if they strike. Yeah, say if they strike.
But are they going to take the stand of no? You pay the manager. No, you pay Benno and.
I think they might. You know, actually, they might do that. They actually might.
I think they. Well, that's what I mean. Morally. I think they should.
I mean, what's he going to do? Sack him?
But it's where you stand in terms of breach of contract.
But what's he going to do? Sack him? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You might as well run that risk.
I'm not going to name names. It helps me out in this particular instance because I don't know names. But I was led to believe by a reliable source last week. This is after the players started striking. So when was that? Tuesday they started striking.
Yes.
Three players who remain unnamed put in their notice at that point.
Yeah.
So straight away, what we said a little bit earlier on about you now face a very real possibility of the National League kicking you out because we've only got like 15, 16 players. We obviously can't add to that. Well, three of that number have put in their notice. So we could be, again, there's another real possibility that we're down to like 12, 13 players.
In theory, at that point, though, they can be given a new contract.
At what point, sir?
Well, if we go below 16. It's 16 players, isn't it, to cut off? So I guess, in theory, if they... I don't know. How many players have we got at the moment? I don't know.
I don't actually know.
What do you mean, 20?
I don't think it's that many.
With the kids, I would have thought it would be about 20. With, like, Crowers and that, I would have thought it would be about 20. I might be wrong.
So what do you have to do, then, in that sense? Do you...
Once you get to 16, or below 16... Yeah, 16 is the sort of... So that's their limit. They say you can have a squad of 16, which is a match day squad. So I
imagine that. Imagine the size of a matchday squad being the size of your squad for a season.
Your actual squad. But I mean, it's not. Yeah, you, that's completely an untenable situation. You get kicked out of the league. Because if you can't pay players, as we said before, about the whole you have to provide proof of funds. If you're not paying people now, there's no proof, is there? Well, the proof's there that you can't do it. So,
yeah.
See you later.
Can you provide proof of funds? No, but I can provide proof that I've got no funds.
Yeah, and the next step below that is Isthmian Prem.
Yeah, so obviously National League South would still fall under the National League.
Yeah, the National League would kick you out.
Yeah, so as Farmers just said, the highest level we would then be... I mean, we might have to go lower. But the highest...
Well, they have to accept you in.
The highest level we would then be able to play at would be the Isthmian Prem.
Yeah. And that's to say, that's why they have to let you in.
Which is two,
22
levels below where we currently are. Yeah.
So it's not that low in that
There's
sense.
Already 22 teams in that league, though. So and that's already been... The fixtures are probably done already for that.
I'd guess so.
So they probably wouldn't, because they'd look at that and that they'd see pound signs. Like, 2,500 South End fans rock up at Carl Shorten, Herne Bay.
Bognor.
We'd be in a lower division than Avely.
Yeah.
Anyway. but they could turn around and say, no, we've done our constitution, we've got our league, the fixtures are out, it's one too many teams, it's too many fixtures. They could say that. I don't think they would, because of what I just...
I wonder what happened there then. Say they said no. Would every league say no at that point? I don't know.
Well, then,
would we not be able to play for the year? Do you know what I mean? I don't know how it works. It's complete foreign territory for me. I don't know.
Well, at that point, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we would then, as a byproduct of that, would we then have to liquidate anyway?
No, as long as you could...
We can't play for a year.
Yeah, I guess you'd go on a...
sabbatical.
We'd have a gap year.
Go and find ourselves.
But, yeah, so that's the possibility there of what's at stake. And that in a it's not obviously best case scenario, but it's a better case scenario than getting liquidated, isn't it?
Well, I think anything
that's sad is that
anything that keeps the club in business.
But that's what I'm saying. How sad is that? There's a chance that that's not a bad option, it's one of the better options out there. Sorry, that's it's a bit sad, really. That it's a bit sad. It's completely untenable situation for Ron. He's got surely he accepts his deal. But then again, in that we don't know what's been offered.
We don't know what the deal is.
Maybe in that sense, it is shit. It won't be, because let's face it.
Well, he deserves shit.
No, but what I'm saying is he's saying a club at the moment is hemorrhaging money.
And there's
his own doing, by the way. But it's his own doing. But he's got no actual assets apart from a couple of players he's contracted. You know, so
are they?
Maybe
the better players are out of contract.
Have we breached their contract? What ones are leaving? I don't know. You know.
We must have breached their contracts.
I'm led to believe that we won't see Louis Lamas again, put it that way. So,
because he wasn't seen the training pictures that did go up.
I think he's another one that
he was the only one that...
Even regardless of the situation, he might have been off anyway, by the sounds of it.
Right.
But I think now with what's going on, it's saying, yeah.
He's going to get me out of this shit.
Yeah, pretty much. So, it's not good. You know, I mean, we're so close yet so far still in that sense. There's no point in like Kev leaving.
See, this is we briefly spoke about this before we started recording, and it's a bit of a weird conversation, because it would be quite... The scenario we're talking about is Kev walking away.
Yeah, it's the staff walking away.
And it would be... It's a very weird thought, because surely you think, on one hand, surely you wouldn't do it now, because we've never been closer to being taken over. However, on the other hand, we've probably never been closer to being liquidated.
Yeah, you know, it's...
What a double-edged sword that is.
Such a strange place to be in. You know. But, you know, we always joke about how it's always negative, but I mean, how can you even...
Yeah, how... I'd like to know, anyone that listens to this, I'd like to know how you'd like us to be more
no,
positive.
No, forget right? that. I mean, you know, you get some people that are so positive in life. How are you... trying to stay positive in this scenario? How you? I don't. You know,
because you've got nothing important in your life.
No. But it's not. It's obviously just blind faith in that sense. But what, you know, is it a case of, because it's you've got nothing?
You've got nothing else.
There's no other option. There. Yeah. It's like I've got. This has to work. I have to have
faith. It is that blind faith, and it's weird, really, because
like Dave's obviously a very positive guy.
Yeah.
I don't reckon he'll be positive now. He'll be like, oh, we're fucked.
We should have got him on.
He'll be like, oh, we're done, mate.
So I phoned him.
get his live reaction.
I'll tell you what, we'll keep recording. We'll keep recording.
Get his live reaction to it.
I'm gonna WhatsApp him now.
But it's a crazy situation. Crazy situation to be in. Players aren't even training. Well, they're doing their own stuff, you know, or they're getting people involved, whatever, but they're not even training. Some teams are on their third pre-season friendly, I saw.
Yeah.
I think they're ones on tour, don't get me wrong, but they're free friendlies in some of them, and we're not even training. Well, and I don't blame them, by the way.
Well,
I'm on their side.
Because we've had to rearrange a friendly.
Oh, don't. That's one of the most embarrassing things that we've ever done. Through no fault of the club, just wrong. They had to do it. They actually, it was that or cancel it.
In fairness, we might as well just cancel it.
but do you know what I mean? It's so embarrassing. That is. We've had to postpone a friendly against Canvey Island because we can't put a team out.
But this is but
that
this
is
what I'm saying.
Tragic.
So there's
so tragic.
So, but there's absolutely no way that the National League's ears haven't perked up at that and gone, hang on,
yeah.
Why?
Well, yeah. And they obviously know.
Yeah, but the alarm bells are there then, so they're thinking, hang on, mate.
You're cancelling friendly.
The season,
you can't even play friendly.
The season is meant to start in less than a month. 5th of August.
Jesus Christ.
The season's meant to start in less than a month, and we have had about 3 days pre-season training, and we've already had to rearrange a friendly, which will get cancelled. I'll be amazed if that friendly...
When is it? 2 weeks? 2 weeks from the original date.
It's been rearranged for the 25th, I think.
I think that's 2 weeks from the original date, isn't it?
Yeah. But whatever the next one's meant to
be. Oh, well, if it ain't sorted by then, it's game over.
Whatever the next one is meant to be. So that Canvey game was whenever? The 11th? Was it? I can't remember.
Tuesday, what's that?
Right, so the 11th. Whatever, I would then assume we are meant to have a game on Saturday, the 15th. That'll go. We ain't playing Saturday.
Well, I don't know if anyone else noticed it, but... We're meant to be playing Bishop Stortford, aren't we? One of the
games. Yeah, and
they've got a game.
They've got a game that day.
So unless, I mean, don't get me wrong, they could cancel it. They could see playing us and go, okay, we can get more money out of that, whatever. But at the moment, that is currently, that was a clash because they ground share with Enfield, didn't they? I think, is it Enfield?
Yeah, it is.
The Enfield play at Bishop Stortford that day. I think Bishop Stortford are playing away at Haringey, and Enfield are playing at home.
Yeah.
So that's two games there. You've got to change if you're then to move. Which could happen. They might have done, maybe it's happened, I don't know. But even that's ridiculous. I mean, that's four friendly. I'm not having a... You can't have a go at anyone at the club if it's, but obviously apart from... Well, forget him. But yeah,
he's typing.
The actual club. Like, you cannot have a go at the club for this.
No.
Because we've probably asked... Well, I would have reckoned we would have gone for... Got for what? It would have been at least, what, six friendlies? At least, wouldn't it? Normally, it's normally about six, seven, isn't it?
What did we announce? Four or five?
Four.
Yeah, that's not a lot.
We originally had one against Great Wakering put in, which I would have assumed would have been like the B team, if you like. That obviously got cancelled.
Because
we don't have a B team anymore.
Because I have heard as well, I won't name names, but in the last couple of years, that Wakering friendly has been a bit of a, for fuck's sake, we've got to go.
Well, we've not had it.
We
didn't have it since Kev come in. There you go.
Yeah, right, so do your own workings out.
So
because not my words, we come out of that game with lumps kicked out of us. That is seen as a little bit of a cup final.
Well,
for Wakering,
not
and we get.
I mean, they're in the sixth senior now as well.
They've also been relegated, yeah. So,
but which is, you know, in that sense, not that far from us, is it? But we also had one against Rising Boulders, which I assume would have been the under 18s. We don't have one anymore. So that got cancelled.
I mean, that would have to be, because if there was ever a fixture, Southend United versus Rising Ballers, I think I'm in the sea.
Oh, here's one I haven't. I'm pretty sure the third year scholars that obviously were released, they're owed 3 months' wages, I think.
Of course they will be.
Yeah, so that's that there.
Which they won't get.
That's another one. So, well, not yet, anyway. So that's another debt, though. So that's another one. I don't mean to be rude in that sense. Well, just being honest, it won't be a lot of money. Think about it, third year scholars, they won't be a lot.
But you add
for 3 months.
But you just add it to the list.
Add that up. It all adds up.
And the thing is,
we invited one of them back to pre-season, that's it.
Well, that's nice.
That's it, because the rest have either left and got another club, or it was you probably would have been released anyway, sort of thing. But so that one we've invited back, well, it's not a waste of time, but he can't sign.
Because
you ain't going to sign him over Jack Bridge if he gets to that 16-man limit.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. I'll be amazed if Bridge and Routh are here.
Yeah.
I'd be absolutely amazed. Before I was like, oh, they'll still be here because they've been offered deals verbally, I believe. Now, what's the point? Go get yourself another club. Just go. Jack Bridge should get a League Two move. Yeah. Routh can probably get another. Well, he would get another club at this level, local. There's a lot of southern clubs this year. They'd be fine. They get interest elsewhere. Just leave. Yeah, just do yourself a favour. Just leave. That's mental. I'm saying I shouldn't be encouraging players to leave, but just for your own like mental stability, just leave. It can't be good on you. Can't be good on them. Can't be. I'd hate it. But it's all on one man, isn't it? What else is there to say? I don't think
silence is deafening for me there because I genuinely can't.
I don't think we start the season. I don't think it starts. I said this before. I must be on here. Well, I think it's on here. I said this before. I said I don't think we start this season.
Do you want my prediction?
Yeah, go on. What's your prediction?
For the whole rocking up at Court on Wednesday.
I'm going to that, by the way.
From there. You're going to go?
Yeah, I'm meeting up with Custard Splat and All at Sea link up.
That little
All at Splat.
Custard Splat X
All at Splat sea. Is.
All at Splat.
All at Splat.
Anyway, I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, I think
it gets adjourned
because I think there will be tangible proof that it's being sold and it's just going through the motions. You and I have both recently bought property. It's not a smooth process.
No, of course not. So buying
a football club is not going to be a smooth process. No. But I think the proof will be there. I expect an adjournment, which doesn't help the footballing side of things because we'll remain under an embargo. I'm not trying to be one of those people that like just wants to now strike fear into people. If anyone that knows me personally, they'll know that I've, in previous court cases, I've had a little bit of an attitude towards it that might come across a bit blasé, that's like, oh, he'll pay it. Like, what are you worried about? Like, because he does always, but I don't like Ron, but he's always paid it. He's always found a way. That's not the case anymore in more recent years, he'll get an adjournment. That's what he's been doing. We know he's exhausted his final option now, which was putting the club up for sale. So we know he doesn't have the money anymore. The absolute best we can hope for is an adjournment, but I now do think we'll get kicked out of the league because we will remain under an embargo following the adjournment.
People might disagree with what I'm saying here. They might disagree entirely. I actually don't really give a shit what league we're in. I don't really.
No, I don't really.
It's depressing. Hang on, the thought of, and it's no disrespect
I'll
to
still
them.
Be there. I don't.
No disrespect to these teams. But the thought of us playing away at a Bognor Regis, for example, is actually grim.
Okay. Maybe I won't be there.
that is crap. But if in the long term, well, short/medium term, really, it means Ron then goes, I don't really care. Because at that point, you can hopefully start to, you can just turn the, you can transform the club at that point. Sometimes you have to, well, we've gone down two divisions, but I'd hope for our sake there's no more going down divisions. But sometimes you do have to go backwards to then go forwards, don't you?
Mm.
And that's a bit cliche.
But we have gone backwards a lot.
That's what I'm saying, but like,
we're due a little bit of forwards.
If that means that Ron's then gone, and even for argument's sake, it isn't this community lot, it's another lot that come in. I don't care who it is. As long as they're like decent owners, that they don't even have to put a lot in. I don't really care. As long as you can sustainably run the club, I don't care. I really, really don't care. I'm really surprised. I mean, like, well, maybe it has. Well, it was definitely a suggestion at one point. I think the first year we was down here, or the second year maybe, of what would it look like if we went part time.
Mm.
Right, it was thrown out the window very quickly. But there was that sort of question of what if. Can the league step in and say you need to go part time? Because you clearly can't afford it.
I'm not sure because there's a lot of football clubs out there that are living above their means. So I'm not sure they can step in and demand.
Not demand, but can they even go in and be like, look, if you want to remain as a club in this league, we're asking you to go part time.
I'm sure they can.
And
ask.
If you don't, because X, Y, and Z proof of funds isn't there, you can't play in this league. But if you go part-time, so therefore you're cutting costs, blah, 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 we maybe might let one, you know, might let it slip.
Mm.
Because let's face it, they're already going, what's the word I'm looking for it? they're already letting us get away with it. If we were a small club, yeah, no disrespect to any, I'm going to name Bournemouth for example. If we were Bournemouth in this situation, they'd have kicked us out. They would have already kicked us out because they've had their like a club meeting or whatever where they've already had that. Was it their AGM, whatever it's called?
Yeah.
They've had that, and that's where we then got the extension to like, well, we'll let you off for the time being. If we were Bournemouth or whatever, they would have said nah. Like, there you go, because it wouldn't be a loss to them in that sense. Small club, don't really generate a lot. Because we're now going to be Spain, especially now.
But do we generate a lot?
Well, fan-wise, we do.
Well, I know we generate more than a Boreham Wood, but do we generate a lot?
It'll be a numbers game for them. It'll be a numbers game for them. They will not want to lose Southend United at the National League. Going up, that's different. You know, that's part. They won't want to kick Southend out of the National League.
Be a statement, though.
Be a statement, but they won't want to do it. But they are being left with little choice.
But that's like the court.
They've already extended that deadline. The court, they should have done that.
A court won't want to liquidate it because all those unpaid staff never get their money if it gets wound up. And nor do they. Nor do the courts. So it's in their best interest. That's why he keeps getting adjournments. Because it is in their best interest to do that because that tells you at some point they will get their money. But everyone's got a breaking point. And you can't keep doing it.
But what you're saying here, that's kind of what, going back to the point I said about 5 minutes ago, I would take playing in the Eastern Prem if it meant he was gone. Because we can't keep doing this.
That question out on Twitter. I've put a poll.
Have you? Okay. Because we've already got relegated twice. We're only two levels above that. That's not a lot. That's the same as us going from League One to the National League.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I appreciate it's hard, and that's a hard thing to think about. You don't want to think of South United being a part-time, at that point you're a non-league club. That's probably non-league.
Yeah,
playing non-league teams.
Yeah.
Have
you got the league? Should we get?
I've got the league. I've
the
got
league there.
I've got the league because we've already sort of mentioned this offline, so to speak. It's crap. It is awful. I'll just name off some of the clubs. Bognor, Carl Shorten, Chatham, Concord, Cray Wanderers, Enfield Town, Folkestone Invicta, Haringey Borough. Hashtag, can't play hashtag.
Oh no.
I can't, oh no.
Oh no.
Change your mind.
The Wolfie Derby.
Ron in.
Not that Wolfie. Ron in. I can't believe. Sorry, I can't believe someone thought that was Steve Wolfenbauer.
That is hilarious, isn't it? That is hilarious.
Oh, dear.
Picture the scene: all of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Going back to that, it's not sustainable under Ron. This isn't sustainable. If Ron is to stay, the club would at one point get liquidated because he can't run it. So he has to leave. That's why I would take going into that league to get rid of him. Because if he doesn't go, the club goes.
There is obviously a scenario as well where, like, we're not saying the only way we get rid of Ron is if we take that double
relegation. No, that's not what I'm saying.
There is another scenario where, like, we do,
but what I'm saying
somehow
is,
get sold before the start of the season, and we can still take our place in the National League. But
I just don't see how they keep us in the league now.
Well, it's we've
unless
said,
it's sold, I can't see it being sold before Wednesday.
We've said it's not getting sold before Wednesday.
I can't see it.
But we've said it a million times, sort of off air or whatever, off the record. If there was like an unlimited, if there was no court case,
oh, you take as long as you want.
I'd be quite chill about it.
Yeah, couldn't care less.
But it's because we've got this court case coming up this week, and we know that the last one was this. You are on the thinnest of thin ice, yeah. One. This is
they even made that point, didn't he, yeah. Judge? He made that point. He was like, "You are so
on
close,
thin ice."
Yeah.
Basically, I don't want to see you ever again.
Yeah.
If I see you again, you're going.
Yeah.
And we're in court again on Wednesday, and the sale hasn't gone through.
Yeah.
It's not looking good, bruv.
No, it's awful.
That might be the episode title.
it's horrendous. But yeah, So yeah, let's go back to that. I'm not saying the only scenario is wrong goes if we're in the Prem. I'm just saying if you actually said now,
He goes now,
but you say that, I'll be like, to fucking do it.
Yeah, I think I probably would.
Because there's a chance at the moment we could get liquidated. I'm not up for that.
I'm
not up for that.
He's playing devil's advocate a little bit, isn't it?
People don't like the idea of a Phoenix club. Well, you should be all over my idea then. Because that means there's no Phoenix club involved. Because he's
that's a great point. That's actually a great point.
Yeah, if you don't want
you'll have some
Phoenix club.
That don't want the Phoenix club. They don't want that suggestion. And probably the one man in the world that doesn't want Ron Martin out would still find a way of fucking...
One more time. I'm not saying it's perfect. It's crap. It's a horrible thought. But it was a horrible thought at the time of us playing in the National League, playing against Dorking, with all due respect to him, playing against whoever, Bournemouth again. That was a horrible thought process. I'll be honest with you, it hasn't been that bad. Some of it's been crap. Some of it's been good. Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit. It's not that bad. Don't get me wrong, that's a lot worse going down to that level. But you'd like to think if we were in that level, we'd be there for 1 year, and you'd piss it.
Mm.
You'd like to think that. You'd piss it. And you'd like to think you'd then go up again in the National South.
Just interestingly, so I tweeted 6 minutes ago, if it meant getting rid of Ron, would you take the National
League, live feed,
kicking us out, and we potentially play this season in the Isthmian Prem? There's been 80 votes. It's 50-50.
That's probably how I'd expect the split to be.
It's literally 50-50.
Yeah, that's probably how I would expect the split. But I just don't, I don't want that to be the choice here. But if it was, I'd think, oh, fuck it, I'm taking that. Because it's unsustainable now, unfortunately. It's got to that point now where he's at least running out of money. He's obviously not got no money. He's still eating. He's heating his home up, he's turned the lights on. He's obviously got some money. But it's at the point now where it would probably affect him, and he's like, I ain't putting any more money in that club. Did you say this on air or off air? And it was like, can we say it? Well, we might as well say it. It's on Twitter. So Luke, the kit man, the old kit man, replied to the hardship fund.
That's it, yeah.
And I can't trust. Be asked getting the thing up, but it was basically on the lines of, this is great that you're doing this. It's a shame that it's coming out of the wrong pockets. This is the equivalent of someone selling their house, and now because they put it on the market, they've decided not to pay their mortgage, the electricity, the water, just because it's for sale, they've just neglected everything. And that's so true. That's such a great analogy for that. It's perfect.
Yeah.
He's always been shit with payments. We know that. When cash flow's obviously been an issue, I've almost got used to it.
Yeah.
It's not correct. But when there was that occasional, the players haven't been paid today. There was that. Well, they'll probably be paid in a couple of days.
Yeah.
It's not right, but you come accustomed to it. He's not paying anything now. Really, he's paid the players, but he's only doing that to protect an asset.
But he hasn't, like, everything, any bill has not been paid for, I don't even want to know how long. I don't even want to know. Like, the stadium's falling to pieces. Like, it's just sad.
It's awful, isn't
it? It is just a sad state of affairs that we can't go anywhere but backwards. With this bloke still in.
Yeah.
We cannot go anywhere but backwards.
Yeah, that's my issue. That's my issue. That's why he has to go regardless. But the thing is, here's another way of looking at it. So if he's not to... I say, we don't know where the deal is at. It's obviously a deal in principle. So there's obviously a figure in place, which I'm assuming is now... I'm assuming that figure is getting lower and lower when more things are being uncovered through the DD. So
yeah, because that was...
Which is fine, that's business, that's how it works.
Yeah, but that's... So, yeah, there was a situation... a week and a half ago, maybe a little bit longer, where offer's been accepted from Kimura and they were doing their due diligence. They unearthed something. I won't say the amount because it might not be right, but they unearthed something that had been, you know, Ron or his lawyers or whoever had tried to bury. They've asked, what's this? You didn't tell us about this. It's not pocket money either. And I would imagine at that point they say, okay, that's fine, but we're now reducing our offer by that amount. And Ron hasn't budged.
Yeah, that's what I guess is at.
Yeah.
But so he's holding his nerve on that. He's saying, no, I want it X, Y, and Z. In a way, he's in his right to do it. He's a twat for doing it, but he can
well,
do
just a twat, it's his,
he owns it, whatever. But if we get kicked out of it, say what the scenario you said is he gets adjourned and we get kicked out of the league. Well, that club is now worth a lot less.
Yeah.
It's a lot less.
It's worth nothing.
So does he, I mean, you know, it's a lot of money he's probably going to get out of this. Does he just accept it now? Or, you know, does he get to Tuesday and go, fuck it, I'll accept it?
Well, he's always at the 11th hour.
That's what I'm saying. Does he go?
It'd be Wednesday morning.
Does he go as late as he can just to see if they budge, and then he goes, oh, I'll have that.
Because this is pure speculation. I would imagine there has to be something in place that, because Kimura ain't going to wait forever. I'm not even sure I'm saying that word right, by the way. They're not going to wait forever. So do they?
Is that you say it, by the way? Is that
Kimura?
Kimura? Is that you? I don't know.
Anyway, is there a scenario, because they're not going to have that offer on the table forever. Have they said to potentially...
There's got to be a deadline, isn't there?
Exactly. Have they said to Ron, that's only on the table till midnight on Tuesday?
Well, there's a rumour that it's on the table until Wednesday morning.
Well, there we go then.
That's the rumour.
I didn't even know that.
That's the rumour. I don't know.
Well, it makes perfect sense. But it's not going to last forever.
Yeah, I don't know how true it is. It's so much...
Because they'll know full well that if he walks into that courtroom on Wednesday and says nothing's changed since the last time I spoke to you, he's dead.
Yeah, because that's... I'm going in circles a bit here, but that's the problem with it. But surely there's a point. If nothing's changed, regardless of an offer being on the table or whatever, that's not enough, is it?
That's not enough.
Because at that point, what would be the point in going of saying, yeah, we'll see you next month?
Oh,
to then for them to go, oh, yeah, see, like, yeah, we'll
and
see you again.
And he rocks up in a month again.
Yeah, what's the point?
Same thing.
Yeah, what's the point? There has to be
There needs to be some significant evidence on Wednesday that he is selling it.
Yeah.
Or I'm very, very worried that we're either going to
the evidence is there.
That we're either going to be liquidated there and then.
But the evidence is there in theory, because obviously the club is
how
up
bad
for sale.
How bad is this that I'm going to say this?
Go on.
We either get liquidated, that's of course always going to be the worst case scenario, or the best case scenario is we might get kicked out of the league.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not the best, but that's potentially one of the better options here.
Fuck me.
Because we might get kicked out of the league. And as we were saying before, and even you said it, it's like, I don't know how it works. We might not be let in the league. They might go, no, the cut-off was here, unfortunately you missed it. I don't know how it works.
We're saying...
Because I don't know how it works.
I would find it hard to believe that someone like the Isthmian League would say no.
But I guess it depends on how set they are already.
So having an odd number of teams in the league. It would have to be an odd number, clearly. But then it would also be a case of, well, why should we do you any favours?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, well, we're set here.
But it's money. It's money. And that's going to talk. Because those clubs you mentioned there, Carl Shorten, Herne Bay, hashtag, I can't believe I just said that. Like, 2,000 Southend fans rock up at Bowers and Pitsley. Oh, they're playing at Ava this year, aren't they?
No, I don't know, are they?
Oh, whatever. But 2,000 Southend fans rock up at wherever we're playing. That's money for the league.
Mm. Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's not as straightforward as saying, oh, can we come in because we've been kicked out? There would be pound signs there for them.
But they're actually, you never know. There actually might be something in place that says once you go past the date, it could be, like, say, the 1st of July.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's cut off now. You've missed it. You're going to have to reapply next year for an entry into... Because I'm assuming that's out of work. You'd have to... Because you apply for entry, didn't you, at that point?
Yeah.
So I'm assuming we'd apply
you,
for the
entry. You still have to do that anyway.
Well, I think you technically speaking, you do. And that's why you have to provide, like, a proof of funds and stuff.
No.
Technically speaking. It might not be that. But do you know what I mean? Technically speaking. Yeah, what a depressing listen this is going to be.
This is our first one.
Jesus Christ.
Of like, our little new era. And we're talking about... We're still talking about potentially getting liquidated. We're still talking about Ron Martin. We're still fucking talking about players and staff not getting paid. I'm going to go off on a tangent. Can we still swear on this? But a bit late for asking that now, isn't it? I'm fucking fed up with this. I am fed up of talking about the same shit for the last 4 years. Players not getting paid, staff not getting paid, Ron Martin just being a general twat. I'm sick of the whole thing. Just sell the club and fuck off. Man. That's me done. I'm out. That's my mic drop. I'm fed up.
Staff
I'm
not
so
being
fed
paid
up.
For 4 months.
It's disgusting.
Four months. That in itself is crazy. It doesn't matter if this person or these people work 2 hours a week or whatever. 4 months without being paid. It's disgraceful behaviour. Disgraceful behaviour. It's incredible. Genuinely incredible. But yeah. Happy listening to that.
Oh, I'm getting up. I'm moving, everyone.
Happy listening to that.
I'm getting another sweetie.
Oh.
You can talk for a bit while I crunch this.
Well, I don't know what else there is to talk about. Because you can't talk about... There's no point in me going, oh, yeah, great, we got Old My Own first game of the season. There's no point in talking about
that. No, there's not.
There is no point in talking about that. Complete wasted energy at that point. Yeah, I honestly don't know what to say. There's nothing else to talk about. The takeover doesn't go through soon, we're screwed. Completely screwed.
Mm.
You know, I think that's it's the realest it's ever been. It's the realest it's ever been. Certainly the closest. You know, it's scary. It's a scary thought. That Chris's article was awful. Was awful.
Oh, let's see if...
I'm going to read it.
Dave was typing one. Let's see what Dave said.
Oh, yeah, go on. I'm going to read that article for those who haven't read it.
His first... Here we are. Way to ruin a vibe.
Go on, what's he said?
I can't be positive if Ron Martin is involved in it. I'm not even getting a season ticket this season. I didn't go once last season. I'm done until he isn't there or gets someone serious involved. If it wasn't for him, we'd probably be League 2 this season. Martin out. Had a season ticket since I was 7 years old. Probably missed 10 home games in that time before last season. The main reason I hate him is because he didn't know what the Custer Splat podcast was. And that is the most unforgivable thing up the splat. That is someone, right, for anyone that doesn't know
the most
Dave,
positive person.
The most positive man you'll ever meet.
Yeah. He'll find the good in anyone and anything.
He will literally find the tiniest slither of positivity.
Yeah.
In anything.
And try to work on that.
And that's what he's just said.
Yeah. I'll read Chris's article for those who ain't read it. So, it's, Southend United's contracted players have now been paid for June, but fears remain for the future of the football club. The Shrimpers squad did not train together last week as they waited for their wages, and their friendly at Canvey Island, which was originally due to take place on Tuesday, has now been put back to July the 25th. However, it was only the players who got paid, and the majority of office staff at Rootsall are now waiting for 3 months' money, while some are waiting for four. Boss Kevin Mayer and his backroom team have yet to be paid for June, while others he works alongside have not been paid for 2 months and have now opted to stay away from Boots and Laces, which may leave the squad without medical treatment should they opt to return this week.
So that's the one that's alluding to John Gallagher.
The cash-strapped club are deep in crisis, but controversial chairman Ron Martin remains in talks with the community group to sell the Shrimpers. Discussions continue, but it is understood the deal is being held up by the stadium side of the transaction. However, Kimura's deal is believed to only be on the table until Wednesday, when the Shrimpers are back in court following a winding up petition from HMRC. Blues appeared in a specialist court for an initial hearing back in May and were given until July 12th to pay off the $250,000 debt. The situation is being closely followed by the National League, and it is understood the Shrimpers must pay off all debts to football creditors, which includes their own staff, if they are to remain in the fifth tier of English football next season. Kimura declined to comment when approached by Echo Sport, while Ron Martin and the National League did not respond. But, so that's there in black and white. Okay. You know, Chris is quite a clued-up guy. I trust that that's correct.
Yeah.
So there in black and white, is if we do not pay 250, I'm assuming, is it the 250?
Probably more than that.
So 250 grand HMRC debt and all the football creditors' debts, which includes the staff. If we don't do that, we're out there. And that'd be with Ron Martin here still.
I think we're out then. I think we're out the league.
Let me read that one more time.
Yeah, go on.
The situation is being closely followed by the National League, and it's understood the Shrimpers must pay off all debts to football creditors, which includes their own staff, if they are to remain in the fifth tier of English football next season. So is that by Wednesday, or have they given us the deadline, say, on Friday?
Yeah, that's not.
Because in fairness, clear. That could be.
But why would you give him longer?
I don't know. Well, it's what I alluded to earlier. I think the National League is saying we don't want to kick you out. Please get this sorted.
But you're turning the pitch.
But what we're saying about HMRC, there has to be a point where you go, I'm sorry, you can't keep doing this. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you give me every month, you can't, or whatever it is, you can't keep doing this. I think your prediction is actually probably right. We get it adjourned because there'll be some form of evidence in place, or he might even pay 50 grand. He might say, I'll give you 50 grand, so it'll be adjourned again. Well, we'll kick it, because he ain't going to pay the staff then, is he?
No. So we're out.
So we'll probably be kicked out of the league at that point.
Fucking hell.
Unless I'm just being incredibly pessimistic.
I don't think so. Well, yeah. Sorry, I thought you were going to say, unless I'm reading that wrong.
No, I'm just saying, I might have been sucked out so much that I'm just being pessimistic.
I don't think so.
But that, I think to me...
I don't know how you're meant to see any positive...
That, to me, says, if we've not paid all our football creditors, including staff, which is something for 4 months, then we're kicked out of the league. That would, so football staff would include Tom, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'm assuming he's probably the one that's owed 4 months. I'd assume it's him.
So surely the only way we can, completely pay that off is if a takeover goes through.
Yeah.
Because a takeover, because we've just, to summarise, Southend United Football Club is absolutely worthless. You're buying the debt. Ron Martin gets £1.
Or whatever.
Or whatever it is.
We don't know in that sense, but we're just guessing.
You're buying the debt, which is a lot, let's just say that. So it's a lot.
Well, it's 25 million, he said. £1 million every year.
Yeah. It's slightly more, yeah. It's slightly
That's
more
what
than
he
that.
Said.
Yeah.
So
do your own maths. If Ron's telling you it's £1 million a year, he's been here the best part of 30 years. The majority of those 30 years have been crap. And we've not been running
financially anyway. Yeah,
yeah, we've not been.
Forget the football side. We actually have had.
We just said here we're sitting watching the QPR game from 2007. We were being run as a shit business even here.
Yeah, yeah.
But the team was successful.
Yeah. So you get away with it, don't you? Really?
Yeah, you do. It peppers over the cracks.
Yeah. I just can't remain positive on it. I can't think of anything that gives me any hope. The only hope we have is, as you said, the deal, it's officially agreed. It might not have gone through by Wednesday, obviously, but it's officially agreed. And he turns up at that call and says, look, I haven't got the money, but there it is in black and white. There's a contract there. I've signed it. They've signed it. It's going through on X, Y, Z.
Just needs to be,
ratified by the league or whatever. Yeah. I don't know.
Would surely qualify as, substantial evidence.
And at that point, again, the league probably go, okay, it's there in black and white. We can see it's being sold now.
Yeah.
Great. It's done.
But you're still under embargo until it is done.
Until it is done, yeah. So, at that point, I wouldn't really care because it's when it's there in black and white, whatever.
Yeah.
But,
maybe we are just so used to the bad news.
No, but I think anyone is. I don't see how anyone in this situation isn't shitting themselves. They have to be.
I'm man enough to admit I'm shitting myself.
That article from Chris is terrifying. If we don't go bust, which of course you don't want,
we'll get kicked out of the league.
You could get kicked out of the league. Oh, great.
So either way, we lose.
Yeah. Yeah, we lose it, we're losing. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. I'm going to end it on a positive somehow.
Go on.
My prediction.
Okay, go on.
I wouldn't bet on it. But I'm going to try and spin this positively.
Go on.
That it's what I said. We get to Wednesday, the Colt, and he turns up and goes, there's a draft contract, or whatever. There's proof of the sale will go through, just for argument's sake, Friday. It'll be longer than that, but whatever. There it is. I haven't paid it, so yeah, we'll still under whatever it is, the embargo and stuff, but it's sold, subject to whatever. It's done. And then give it 2 weeks. All right, with delay, the season will be a write-off, but we're a football club again. We've got a future there. That's how I'm going to end it. That's my That's my prediction that I'm so confident of happening that I'm not going to bet on it.
You wouldn't even bet a fiver on it.
No, I'd bet your one.
So that's Eden's prediction. I'll just go over mine again really quickly. I think the court case gets adjourned because there will... I'm with you, there will be some sort of proof that the sale's going through. The court case gets adjourned, but because we're now getting very close to the start of the season, I think the National League say, see you later.
That's better than going bust. So...
yeah.
So it's still a club. But still a club to follow.
It's not a lot to go on, is it?
You know, don't get me wrong. Like you said, you know, it'd be hard to watch it, but it's still a club, isn't it? So, sweet. Just quickly, actually, I want to make a point of the trust set up.
That's a good idea.
The hardship fund. I think that's a really good idea, that is.
That's a good idea. Because it's a good idea you bringing it up. Because
this doesn't let Ron Martin get away with it. This is a hardship fund that goes straight to these. You know, this isn't what we've done before, or what the trust set up before in terms of the Just Giving.
Yeah.
This is completely different. This is something that members of staff can apply for, you know, in confidence, you know, no names are shared, and apply for a grant, if you like. It's pretty much what it is. It's like a grant. You know, it doesn't let Ron get away with it, but it helps them because, you know, these people they need help at the moment. You know, we don't know these people's situation, but there could be a couple of people in there.
Got kids.
Kids, mortgage, and they're thinking, what do I do here then? You know, don't get me wrong, you could say you just leave, but you're owed money, so then, you know, it's hard. You know, it's what do you do? You know?
I'm.
And it's easier said than that. Don't get me wrong, I believe I would have been off straight away. That's just me personally.
Oh, I'm the same. Especially if you've got children, I don't see how you can afford to sit there for that length of time.
But I just think in that football world, it is just different. You know, it's a different, it's not a normal job. Even if you are whoever, it doesn't matter. It's just a different world. It's such a great field to work in. No matter what part of the club or whatever you are, it must be so great to say you work for a football club.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but I want to get paid for it.
Oh, yeah, of course. But do you know what I mean? I think it's easier said than done to sort of leave. But, you know, regardless, people who work at that club, they support the club, they're fans, it's people's friends, people's family, and they need support. And I don't know how much has been raised so far, how much is in that fund, but... yeah, I just think that it shows when, in times of need, people do get together and help each other out. So let's just hope that people are... well, in that sense, it's like that no one has to use it. But yeah. I'm sure there's going to be a couple that will be like, I've got to apply for this because I can't do this anymore. You know, it's sad, but at least that's now there to help them. So fair play for the trust to set that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of good work's gone into that. It's a fair play to them. Slightly positive ways of in, I guess, in a weird way. Not really, is it? You're talking about people not being paid. It's not really fucking positive, is it?
But someone's done something nice.
Yeah.
So, we'll find a little Dave-ism in that. We'll...
yeah. But, going to wrap it up there, I think.
Yeah, I think.
We're going to try and keep it to an hour. I think it's about an hour, isn't it?
Hour and two.
Yeah, so we'll keep it to about that.
Yeah, you'll notice that we don't really edit these. So.
Well, I'm going to start doing that, aren't I? So, because I've got all the gear and no idea, literally. So, but I'm going to try and edit these down. So, yeah, over about an hour. I'm going to try and do them once a week now.
I think an hour is long enough to listen to us, isn't it?
Yeah, and it dulls at times. Cheers for listening. If you've got any words of wisdom for us to try and cheer up, then let us know. I doubt it, just because obviously it's a big deal. But hopefully, but if we do this next week, it's positive. Or at least at least we're okay.
We are going to do weekly updates now, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. So let's just hope it's on next week because we're okay and we're not a leagueless team. Or worst case, no, not a team, we're not a club. But
yeah.
But yeah, let's just hope that's something for that.
Oh, so. God, what are you going to hear next time we speak?
Well, I mean, yeah, so if we're liquidated, there won't be one, will there? So there you go.
I know, we'll have to do
this
one.
Could be the last one.
No, we'll have to do a little closing party.
Closing party, just getting pissed up talking about your favourite moments of Southend. We'll do a live Zoom, there you go.
One of my favourite, even... regardless of if we go bust or not, one of my favourite South United moments was seeing Ron Martin squirm when he announced that he was selling the club. He was all flustered, he was shitting himself, he was shaking, he was stuttering. I got off on that. See you later.
See you later.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly teaming up with Three for Mental Health Awareness Week this year. As football fans, we often pride ourselves on knowing everything, from which substitution can turn the game around to the quickest route home to beat the crowds. However, when it comes to discussing feelings with our friends, we might not always feel as confident. That's why we're here to equip you with the right tools so you can reach out to those who can help. If your mates are struggling, let them know that the Samaritans are free to call on 116 123. That's 116 123. They are there to listen without judgment or pressure, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Let's all take a moment to talk more than football.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.